This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured that the aspirations of 140 crore citizens of the country will definitely be fulfilled and emphasized that the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has always strengthened the nation's trust. Mr. Modi was addressing the NDA conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening. Mr. Modi said, "Every citizen of the country is filled with the dream of a Viksit Bharat, and this dream is no longer limited to any single individual, government or political party."
आज देश का हर नागरिक विकसित भारत के सपने से भरा हुआ है। विकसित भारत का सपना अब किसी एक व्यक्ति का नहीं रहा, किसी सरकार का नहीं रहा, किसी दल का नहीं रहा। देश के जन-जन का सपना बन चुका है, संकल्प बन चुका है, और इस सपने की पूर्ति के लिए हमें अपना हर पल समर्पित करना है। एनडीए के 12 वर्षों की एक बड़ी सफलता ये भी है कि देश कांग्रेस के कुचक्र से आजाद हुआ है।
On this occasion, the NDA adopted a resolution lauding Prime Minister Modi for achieving this historic feat. Wishes are pouring in from across the world as Prime Minister Modi becomes India's longest-serving elected Prime Minister. Several world leaders, including US President Donald Trump, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, and South Korean President Lee Jin-yong congratulated Mr. Modi and praised him. Mr. Modi has thanked them for their warm wishes and congratulatory messages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 11th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi. In line with the Prime Minister's vision of Team India for a Viksit Bharat, this year's theme, Inclusive Human Development for Viksit Bharat at 2047, focuses on the well-being and development of every Indian regardless of age, region, gender or socio-economic background. The meeting will deliberate on the approach to realize this vision and translate it into concrete, measurable outcomes for every citizen across the country. This meeting will bring together chief ministers and lieutenant governors to discuss the inclusive human development framework. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met Bulgaria's Prime Minister Rumen Radev in Sofia yesterday. Dr. Jayashankar highlighted India's strong bilateral ties with Bulgaria and the opportunities arising from the growing India-Bulgaria strategic partnership. He also stressed the need for closer cooperation to de-risk and diversify in an increasingly volatile global environment. He will visit Finland today to attend the 14th edition of Kultaranta Talks. India and Tajikistan have reaffirmed their commitment to deepen their partnership and strengthen industrial, trade and economic cooperation at the 12th meeting of the India-Tajikistan Joint Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific and Technical Cooperation. Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agarwal stressed the need to translate political goodwill and historical ties into a stronger economic outcomes through greater focus on trade, investment and market access. Reserve Bank of India has issued final amendment directions on lending to real estate investment trusts, REITs and infrastructure investment trusts, INVITs. The RBI said commercial banks will now be allowed to extend finance to REITs subject to prudential safeguards and exposure limits. Lending norms for INVITs have also been aligned with those for REITs. The revised framework covers commercial banks, small finance banks and all India financial institutions. The central bank said the final directions incorporate feedback on draft proposals issued in February this year. Union Ministry of Culture has announced the Sangeet Natak Academy Fellowship Academy Ratna, Sangeet Natak Academy Awards Academy Puruskar for 2024 and 2025 and the Ustad Bismillah Khan Yuva Puruskar for 2024 and 25. The General Council has selected 108 artists from across the country for Sangeet Natak Academy Awards representing various fields including music, dance, theatre, traditional folk, tribal arts, puppetry and allied performing art forms. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Tanvi Sharma have advanced to the second round of women's singles event at Australia Open in Sydney. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Peru's world number 76 in the first round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.